They're down, Chicago Bears. You know, the Bears are playing preseason football tonight.
Wait, isn't it fall down, Chicago Bears? It's bear down, Chicago Bears?
Adam Hoge, you got to talk to Bill Leff. He's making me mad with this Bears talk.
Wait till next year.
Yeah, you're already giving up, huh? It's August.
Not this year. It's not happening.
The preseason. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. It is really hard to not score a single point in the preseason.
Yes.
That is hard to do. And Monday here in Foxborough was not a pretty sight when the Bears went up against the Patriots, who are obviously one of the best teams in the league year in and year out. But they did turn it around on Tuesday in practice. And, you know, maybe, you know, they should look better tonight. We'll see.
I read something on CBSSports.com a few days ago, Adam, where they ranked your top 32 quarterbacks, each team submitting one quarterback. Jay Cutler, 25th out of 32. I say they ranked him too high.
Wow.
He has such disdain for Jay Cutler, so Kevin and I are trying to get him in the studio so Jay can just punch Bill.
Jay was pretty good last year. I mean, he was...
Bill?
They held him back a little bit.
If,
I mean, they didn't really let him over.
If you don't use winning as a barometer for pretty good, I would agree with you.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, he is a... He certainly has only been in the playoffs once with the Bears,
right?
Actually, once in his entire career,
right?
And Tom Brady here in New England goes to the playoffs every single year.
I'm sick of Tom Brady.
It should matter. Yeah, well. Yeah.
Adam will never speak to us again.
All right,
on the
let's
air.
Say,
and he covers the Chicago Bears for us.
Adam, let's say a team.
Oh, I love you guys.
Offer this sort of trade. They'd say, "You give us Jay Cutler, and we'll give you."
Your
a
grandmother.
Loaf of bread.
Oh.
Would you take that trade?
No, because...
Why?
Do you remember, Bill?
Yes.
The about 20 years of football before Jay Cutler got
yes.
to Chicago?
Yes.
I mean, I understand people being frustrated with Jay Cutler, but... There's been a lot of other factors that have gone on to the, you know, with the Bears not making the playoffs the last.
I agree
five
with you.
Seasons.
That's true.
And it was a lot worse before Jay got to Chicago. How many quarterbacks did the Bears go through?
I love this joke.
A lot. The answer is a crazy lot.
Yeah, they were the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah,
that's what you don't want to become again is the Cleveland Browns.
Right. Right.
When are you and Ed Obradovich going to get together and just yell at each other?
The Heart Attack Gang? That's what the name of the show would be. It would just be... But it's not just me and it's not just Ed Obradovich. It's other people in the know saying, you got to blow this thing up. But then when you blow something up, you got to get the components, the right parts to make it work. The Bears just don't seem to understand how to do that.
Well, they're in the process of doing that. The hard thing is with the quarterback position, there are so few quarterbacks that can actually play in the NFL. I mean, even if you look at the college game, there aren't many good quarterbacks, even in the college level. And so you see a team like the Rams give up a ton to move up in the draft this year
right.
to draft Jared Goff out of Cal, and he might not even be that good.
Right.
So far in the preseason, he hasn't even looked that good. So the thing is, if you're going to move on from Jay Cutler, the question is, who are you going to bring in? And that is a hard question to answer. So right now, this new Bears regime led by Ryan Pace has actually turned over this roster a ton in the last 2 years. It's almost basically a new roster other than the quarterback and some of the, you know, the Kyle Longs and the Kyle Fuller, some of the last draft and Alshon Jeffries. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's mostly a brand new team.
What can we expect to see tonight, Adam? What are you hoping for?
A point.
Well,
1 point.
Yeah,
one goal.
a single field. Yeah, I mean, look, the offense has to do more than they did last week. They had the first team offense at 13 yards.
Yeah.
12 of them came on one throw to Alshon Jeffery. So how about a first down? How about, you know, getting the ball past the 40-yard line, which they failed to do last week?
Yep.
Score some points. This is a good New England defense, and they got to show offensively what they can do. Now, on the other side of the football, I actually – kind of like what the Bears have done on defense. I think they have some potential on defense this year. And there's been conflicting reports today here in New England about whether or not Tom Brady is going to play. If he does play, it'll be a very short amount, maybe only one series. And then you're going to see a lot of Jimmy Garoppolo, who's an Arlington Heights kid who went to Eastern Illinois and is going to have to start the first four games this year for the Patriots while Tom Brady serves his suspension.
A lot of pressure there, huh?
It is, but he's, I got to know Jimmy a little bit during the draft process a couple years ago because he was a local kid. And he's a good kid. He's a smart kid. And I think he's actually pretty talented. So I'm just as much interested to see what he can do tonight against the Bears defense as what the Bears defense can do against him, because he's still a young quarterback. So they should be able to have some success.
What do you make of, we're seeing this more and more, teams practicing, like the Bears have done this with New England all this week. Yeah. What's the good in that, in practicing? I know there was a couple of skirmishes. The two teams didn't really get along very well, but you'd anticipate that. You'd think that would make sense. But what do you get out of that, of practicing against another team?
Well, the Bears couldn't even get along with themselves in Bourbon, so it wasn't surprising to see them get a little bit of some pushing and shoving here in New England this week against the Patriots. But, I think it's something that a lot of coaches are starting to buy into. We talked to Bears general manager Ryan Pace yesterday on our Bears podcast, Intentional Grounding. You can hear that whole interview at WGNRadio.com. But we asked him that question, what is the value, or how much value do you put in these practices versus regular practices against your own guys? And Ryan told us he puts a ton of value. They're looking at that tape from Monday and Tuesday when the pads were on, just as much as they're looking at tonight's game against the Patriots, because when you see them against a different level of talent and different guys, I think it really helps them evaluate this roster. And so I think that's why teams are starting to do this a little bit more, because you get tired of the monotony of facing your own teammates every single day in practice.
Sure.
So it's a bit of a switch up just mentally, but also it's a different evaluation because you're going up against different talent. And the Patriots actually practiced against the New Orleans Saints last week here in New England, and then they did it again against the Bears this week. So they've actually done it 2 weeks in a row, which I've never seen before. So Bill Belichick is really buying into this.
All right, what I don't understand, and Bill, I'm going to direct this towards you because you're the only one I'm talking to right now.
Oh.
You don't fall out of love with the Cubs, and how many years have they lost?
Right.
Yet the only team we have in town,
yes,
the Bears,
yes,
you're already done.
I'm not done yet. I'll give them a game or two. But last year, after one game, I said out loud, I can't put myself through the anguish of watching this team. They don't know how to win. They don't seem to want to win. It's such a frustrating team. Do you agree with any of that, Adam?
I understand why Bears fans are getting frustrated. I mean, they haven't been in the playoffs since 2010. And the 2 years of the Mark Trestman era and the 3 years of the Phil Emery experiment, which was just a complete disaster, I think turned a lot of fans off. I think Ryan Pace and John Fox know what they're doing. I've been encouraged by what they've been doing, but they're also kind of showing, when they get rid of Matt Forte in the offseason and they get rid of Martellus Bennett and they get rid of Matt Flosson, that this is going to, they're being patient, and fans don't want to be patient, right? They want to see results right away. So I understand the fans that are getting frustrated. I think that if I can give them any encouragement, it's that, trust me, these guys that are in charge now are way more worthy of trusting than the disaster that was Phil Emery and Mark Trestman. I think these guys know what they're doing. So can you sit through another season of 8-8, 9-7, I think is maybe best case scenario this year. That could be tough, but it would at least be a step in the right direction.
Are they in the room with you right now? That's why you're saying that, isn't it? They're behind you, aren't they?
We have a texter who just said, win as a team, lose as a team, Bill. Nuff said.
No, I agree with that. Yeah. I would just like to see some of that winning as a team that he mentioned.
And then someone else texted, I said that Kevin and I are working to try and get Jay Cutler in here so he can punch you. And someone said, Cutler can't throw a ball. What makes you think he can throw a punch?
Wow.
I would have to stand straight and he would keep missing me.
Oh,
he would keep hitting a guy in a Colts jersey for some weird
reason. Go to the pack. See if we care. Then you're never coming back.
I'm considering it. I'm thinking about it.
Adam, he already said, because, you know, Kim Gordon is a big Packer fan because she's, you know, from that area.
Right.
And she
I'm
said,
thinking about it. She brought me a brochure. I'm looking at it.
You know, not many people know this, but my wife is a Packer fan.
Is she really?
Yeah, mixed marriage.
Wow.
And even in my side of the family, you know, probably more than 50% are from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And Packer fans, too. So my two-year-old at home, I'm interested to see what happens there.
He's a great dancer. He doesn't need to know anything about football or a guitar player.
That's right.
You got to follow Adam Hogue to see some pretty funny pictures of his son. All right, Bears, Patriots tonight. What are you thinking? What are you hoping?
Well again, I hope that offensively they show a little bit more potential, because there was nothing in that game last week against the Broncos, and that was pretty discouraging. So if they can move the ball against this Patriots defense, which is pretty good, that'll be a big step forward and a big improvement from last week. And if I can throw one more thing in there, a little bit of a news item today that I found out. Kyle Fuller, the Bears cornerback, did not make this trip this week.
Oh.
That's been well documented in the last few days. But
why is that?
Well, they said he has a knee injury that he's been dealing with since the offseason, and they basically just decided to keep him at home this week and do more medical evaluations and kind of come up with a plan. And yesterday, Ryan Pace told us that they were evaluating all options. What I was told today is that you will not see Kyle Fuller the rest of the preseason, and they're hoping he is back for week one in against the Houston Texans, but that is not a guarantee at this point.
Interesting.
And when the Bears spell week one, they spell it W-E-A-K. Is that correct? Are we spelling that correctly?
Adam, we better let you go before you get in trouble.
Yeah. Adam, thank you. Our prayers are with you. You know that. Godspeed.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Adam Hogue, love you. Thank you so much.
All right. See you guys.
Bye, Adam.
He's done. He will never be on our show again.
I don't think he will.
And somebody has texted, Cutler may be a good quarterback, but not a good leader. I'd agree with that.
He has so much talent and ability and just doesn't use it properly. That's why it's so frustrating.
Why don't you go coach him? Jay, here's what you do.
I think at this point he's uncoachable. I don't think you can coach him.
Someone else says if Cutler was ever given a good offensive line, he would be awesome.
That would help.
It's teamwork. It's teamwork.
I agree.
He can't be blamed for everything.
I know. You're right. You're absolutely right.
The stupid look on his face, that's his own deal. He just looks unenthralled all the time. And that, I think, is what bothers me the most. But, you know, I'm a Bears fan. I'm going to give him a chance.
All right. That's fair. A quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.